This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, the campaigns for U.S. president begin anew, now that the major parties' political conventions have come to an end. The Clinton and Trump camps are setting their sights on the states where the races are closest and the stakes are highest. In New England, that means New Hampshire. The most recent poll there, conducted right before the convention started, had Clinton and Trump in a dead heat. You might think that the close race would cause the candidates to up their ground game in the Granite State, but David Hopkins isn't so sure that that's Donald Trump's strategy. Hopkins teaches political science at Boston College. He says Republicans look likely to stick with their current strategy.
On the Democratic side, though, I think we probably will see something of a pivot. If the Clinton campaign concludes that it has done a pretty good job at rallying most of the Sanders voters around her, then I think we'll see her pivot a bit more to focusing directly on Trump. And that the message will be not only that Trump is too far to the right, but that in fact he's unfit for the office of President of the United States, both because of his qualifications, because of his behavior and temperament.
Since you study how people vote and why they vote the way they do, what could she say that might dissuade people who support Donald Trump now? Because really, he's, you know, pretty much everything is on the table for him. I mean, is there anything that she's going to say that would really change minds?
Her eye is going to be more on the people who are up for grabs in the middle, who are maybe now undecided between the candidates. And so while it's the case that Trump has taken a lot of criticism and that has not hurt him among his own supporters, that doesn't mean that other people who might otherwise be open to supporting Trump aren't open to persuasion from the Clinton campaign that Trump is too much of a risk.
So let's say, David, that you've been hired by, let's say, first the Republican campaign and then the Democratic campaign to help them figure out how to appeal to voters, specifically New Hampshire, from here on in. What do you tell them?
Well, there are a lot of voters out there who have misgivings about one and in some cases both of their major party options. They're going to have to think about whether it's possible for them to convince some of the people who now are indifferent or even hostile that they're seeing that person all wrong and they really should be enthusiastic supporters. But if they can't do that, then it means that they have to try to make the case that the other party really should be ruled out as a viable alternative. And so you'll see, I think, messages from Democrats that say, look, Donald Trump is just not qualified to be president. He doesn't have the experience. He doesn't have the temperament. He doesn't have the understanding. And so whatever you think of Hillary Clinton, and maybe you're not the biggest fan, you really just have no choice. And then you'll see somewhat of the mirror argument on the Trump side. Hillary Clinton just is not a legitimate option to be commander-in-chief. And so you really have no choice in this election.
So what do you think then happens in terms of the ground game, specifically up in a place like New Hampshire?
Well, a place like New Hampshire is very used to the campaigns coming in and building a strong effort to register voters, to mobilize them, to get them absentee ballots if they need them, to turn them out, drive them to the polls on election day. So far, Trump is running a real lean and mean operation. He has many fewer employees than most general election candidates. He's raised and spent much less money. And he seems to be relying more on the Republican National Committee to sort of pick up the slack in terms of mobilizing voters on the ground.
So if Donald Trump doesn't build his ground game, though, what are you going to be looking at? Because it's kind of an experiment, isn't it? I mean, this is a guy who's really not even invested a lot in advertising. He's done a lot on social media, financially costing him nothing. What do you think?
You're exactly right to say it's an experiment, and that's exactly the way that we political scientists look at it. We're very interested in measuring things like, well, how many votes does a ground game give you? But usually we have a problem because we don't have any variation in that variable, so we can't test whether a good ground game gets you an extra 1%, 2%, 3%, or anything like that. If we have an election this year where one side is very organized on the ground and the other side is not, then we'll be able to compare the polling to the actual result and make some more definite conclusions about how much ground games really matter. So we might actually learn a lot from this election because Donald Trump is doing things a different way from previous candidates.
David Hopkins, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Boston College. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.